We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just like it dominates the world of television, original Netflix productions, they're starting to take over the film world, too. And that is reflected in this year's Oscar nominations, where Netflix beats out all other studios with 24 total nominations. Cynthia Littleton covers the business of Hollywood for Variety. So, Cynthia, this is really shaping up as an old versus new Hollywood.
Yes, it is. It has been, you know, Netflix's encroachment into the expansion into the film business has been coming for some time, but this year they really, they had quite an impact with the, they had some very strong contenders, and Academy voters definitely rewarded their efforts.
So are they winning, or are they just getting closer and closer to your total studios on the movie side? Because they're good at TV, we know that, but, you know, last year they had the first for the best picture, now they've got a couple of them, so they're getting better with movies.
You know, they're definitely investing a lot, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in the production of original movies, and original movies that come from the likes of Martin Scorsese and, you know, renowned directors like Noah Baumbach, who directed Marriage Story. So they, you know, there's no question that they are contenders and they're serious, and they, you know, this year they blew away the competition in terms of the campaign that they mounted for these Oscars. So they do have a lot to show for themselves today.
So what do theater owners do to counteract this? I know years and years ago, to counteract television, or to try to, you know, movie theaters used to give out. I remember my mother used to get like a full set of dishes if she went to see movies. But what do they do, if anything?
I mean, it has been, there's been a lot of debate within the entertainment industry, within the film world. Theater owners are not at all happy seeing these, you know, big name stars in The Irishman, the Martin Scorsese movie for Netflix that is nominated for Best Picture. I mean, it's a grade A cast, grade A director. Theater owners are really dismayed to see something of that caliber be only in theaters for a very limited time, and then also be advertised as going straight to Netflix, which if you're a theater owner, you read that as, well, I don't need to go to the theater. I can just wait a few more weeks, and I'm going to get it in the comfort of my home. And that sense of the theater owners feeling the urgency to need to give people the reason to get out of their houses, and the production companies, the studios behind these theaters, want to make it easier for consumers if they want to press a button and spend $50 to get the hot movie on its opening weekend at their home. The studios would love to do that. The theater owners beg to differ, and therein lies a lot of tension in the film business.
There's still this idea, at least with some people, right, that certain movies should be seen in a theater on a big screen. Maybe The Irishman was one of them, or maybe it was Roma. You're still fighting that battle, right? There's so many other people who are just like, oh, it is so easy just to fire up Netflix, and I've got a big TV. I can make popcorn. It's fine.
Exactly. You know, ask any parent, for an impromptu date on a Friday night, it's often a lot easier to fire up the popcorn and fire up the big TV rather than get the babysitter and fight traffic and that, you know, all of those dynamics. And people's, you know, people's home theater systems really, in many cases, are very strong. At the same time, consumer behavior has changed so much in just 5 or 10 years. The idea in the past, we all would have scoffed at the idea of watching something extended, something more than a few minutes on your phone. Now, you know, tons of people do that all of the time. So it's a combination of business practices and consumer behavior, and they're kind of going in different directions. It's a real source of tension right now.
Cynthia Littleton covers the business of Hollywood for Variety.